from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and a discussion on video games. But first, students and adults participating in Special Olympics Unified Track and Field talk about a recent meet.
My name is Shamar, and I go to Brashear High School.
I'm Sydney. I'm in ninth grade, freshman year, and I go to Brashear.
My name's Demarion. I come from Taylor Alderdice.
I'm G. I go to Pittsburgh Brashear High School. I'm a 12th grader.
My name is Dejanay. I'm in the 10th grade. I go to Pittsburgh Westinghouse.
My name is Markel. I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Brashear.
I'm Matt Aaron, and I'm the president and CEO of Special Olympics Pennsylvania.
This afternoon, we're at the Pittsburgh Interscholastic Unified Track and Field Championship.
We are doing our city championship here at Oliver Citywide Academy. There is a lot of people coming out to support us. We're glad to see them here.
It's awesome. I ran the 400. I just did the shot put.
I ran the 100 meter.
The first time I saw it for Unified Track and Field, and it was amazing.
I ran 800. It's tiring, but I fought through it.
I'm competing and, you know, volunteering, just having fun. It's a great opportunity. It's some talent. It really is some talent.
My name's Dayon Hayes. I go to Westinghouse High School. I'm in the 10th grade. I just came out to support and help out. Always good to throw a hand. I mean, it's good because they all don't get this experience regularly. They feel a part of something, a part of a sport. This just helps them show that we all together with it.
My name is Taylor Kesich. I'm a transition counselor at Brashear, and I'm also the coach for the Unified Track and Field team. Unified sports is a combination of students with different abilities. It incorporates our students that have intellectual disabilities and also students who may not. So this being an open team for people of all abilities really makes it something special.
One of the great things about unified sports, and in particular unified track and field, is it accommodates everyone. So the format here is a little bit different than what you would see at, for example, the PIAA's state championship in the boys and girls divisions, where the athletes are competing individually. Everything that we do unified is team-based. So every school that is here today is competing as a team.
I like how there's good sportsmanship between everyone. And I also like how we push each other forward in everything and help each other out. That's what I like about unified track.
Just having a team supports you, makes you feel good and run better. It feels good.
We meet on Mondays. We meet in our weight room and we do conditioning. We also add in a little team building.
My name is Angelo. I am at Brashear High School. I'm in 10th grade. We work hard. We practice at Brashear. We work together as a team, and that's what brings us out here today to compete against other schools to get the best out of it.
What I think is most impactful whenever the students are here at the meets, a couple years ago, one of our students, Trinity, was really not so confident in her ability to run. So she was out there doing something that she thought was beyond her ability, but the entire place stood up and cheered her on and brought her home. It wasn't just Brashear cheering her on. It was so, like, almost magical because it gives you chills.
There's good people on this team that will cheer you on. We all push each other. We work together real hard.
Just keep cheering you on. You know, we're a team. We're a family as a team, and we're always going to be a team.
I feel awesome and great. I never experienced something like this before, never in my life.
The easiest way to find out more is to go to our website, specialolympicspa.org, and you'll find a donate button there. You'll find information about volunteering. And if you look under programs, you can find out more about what we call interscholastic unified sports.
Being part of unified track field make me feel really part of something, like make me feel special, like I'm important to this world.
Now, Sloan Simon, a student at Shadyside Academy, with an original song entitled Losing My Mind.
Saw you standing with your back against the wall. Didn't know then how hard I could fall for your ice blue eyes. Without a care, I'm caught off guard. I can only stare at ya. Petals floating in the autumn breeze. Felt like I could barely breathe. And when you smiled, I could clearly see that you were the one for me. But I didn't know how to talk to you. Fumbling, you didn't know how to talk to me. Stumbling, losing my mind, can't you see? Losing my mind, baby. Losing my mind, losing my mind. Conversations in my head, every damn word will stay unsaid. Petals floating in the autumn breeze. Felt like I could barely breathe. And when you smiled, I could clearly see that you were the one for me. But I didn't know how to talk to you. Fumbling, you didn't know how to talk to me. Stumbling, losing my mind. Losing my mind, can't you see? Losing my mind, baby. Losing my mind, losing my mind. I'm losing my mind, losing my mind. Last night in my dreams, I had no fear. You ran my fingers through your hair. Told you things I needed you to hear. Whispered secrets softly in your ear. But I didn't know how to talk to you. Fumbling, you didn't know how to talk to me. Stumbling, losing my mind, can't you see? Losing my mind, baby. Losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I didn't know how to talk to you. You didn't know how to talk to me. Losing my mind.
On our last segment, students from Nazareth College and Career Prep talk about the pros and cons of video games.
Today we are going to be talking about video games and its effect on teens.
My name is London. My friends think I spend a lot of time on the video game. Sometimes it depends, okay? I'll be on for like 2 hours and then I'll take a little nap or something. And then I'll get back on the game, take another nap, and do it again. But then I wake up at like 6 on the weekend, and then I play the game until like 10. That's sometimes.
My name is Tiara. I usually play 3 hours, but on a good day, I play like 6 to 7 hours.
This is Josiah, by the way. I don't really play video games anymore. I used to. Just basically, I play it in the summer when I don't really have anything to do, but I'm too busy to play video games, so.
Hi, I'm Zach. To me, I play pretty much a video game around like 10 or 12 hours a day. Basically,
a pro for video games is that it's a nice getaway. It's cool to be able to play a video game and watch it on your TV. chat with other people live and then just do crazy, like Mortal Kombat. Oh my gosh, I love that game. And it's like a good challenge because you want to beat a certain level in the game. And it's like you're challenging yourself every single day. But the cons, people play too many hours on the game.
This is scientist at the University of California clarified that video games, when exposed for long periods of time, suppress the urge to eat, drink, and sleep. It's the pump of adrenaline that actually makes you not really want to eat, drink, or sleep when playing a video game. It's more like a dopamine-influenced thing.
In conclusion, the research that we found proved that playing a game for 6 straight hours can harm the eyesight. Also, we found that people with dyslexia, they improve their reading skills by playing fast-paced video games, which is a plus. But also keep in mind that playing a video game for 6 straight hours can harm your eyes. Please take breaks in between, but also have fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.